I want you to turn in your Bibles tonight, please, to John chapter 18, please. Now, it sounds like a lot of stuff here to read, but big, long scriptures, all right? John chapter 18, and we're going to be reading verses 28 to 38. Only 10 verses, eh? That's, here we go. All right, John 18, 28 to 38. You all there? You all there? Okay, let's go. Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment. And it was early, and they themselves went not into the judgment hall, talking about the Jews here. This is the Jews had taken him, Jesus, to the judgment hall. All right, so then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment. And it was early, and they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. The Passover feast coming, you see. They don't want to defile themselves because they want to enjoy the feast, the celebrations. Pilate, verse 29, Pilate then went out unto them and said, What accusation bring ye against this man? They answered and said unto him, If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto thee. So he's done something really evil. Then said Pilate unto them, Take ye him and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death. And listen here, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. All right? He told the Jews to take him and kill him themselves. They said, oh, we're not lawfully to do that. Jesus already prophesied that they wouldn't. All right? And it says here, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. Where did he signify what death he should die? Well, don't turn to it, but it's in Matthew 20, verses 18 and 19. He says to his disciples, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed under the chief priests and under the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death. He's telling his disciples this. They shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles, not to the Jews, to mock and to scourge, and to crucify him. All right? He told them this. This is what's going to happen. And the third day he shall rise again. That's where Jesus prophesied, and the prophecy had to be fulfilled. That's why the Jews said, oh no, we're not lawfully, can't kill the bloke, you see. So, then Pilate, getting back to our John scripture, verse 33, then, hey, interesting, eh? Jesus prophesied that, and here it was being fulfilled, you see. He's God, he knows everything. He knew what was going to happen, you see. So, verse 33, then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou the king of the Jews? Hey, the king of the Jews? A king? Look out. Jesus answered him, saying, Sayest thou this thing of thyself? He asked him a question. Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, this is the title of my little short message tonight, My kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight. Now remember, he's being accused here of going to set up a kingdom. He's being accused, the Jews accuse him of going to overcome the Roman government. You see? So, he said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, Pilate, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered unto the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? That's what they told him. This bloke says he's the king. He's going to overrule you. Remember what's his name did when he found out the wise men came and said, Oh, the king of the Jews has been born. Killed all the little kids, you see. You're not going to set up any king in opposition to them. They're very murderous people. Anyhow, Pilate therefore said to him, Art thou a king? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate said unto him, What is truth? The amazing question. What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. Okay, that's the end of our scripture reading. Now, the communication between Jesus and Pilate in tonight's scripture has some very interesting things to consider. The Jews had charged Jesus with blasphemy because he had claimed to be the Son of God. That's what upset them. In fact, he had claimed to be God, you see. This charge meant nothing to Pilate. He couldn't care less, all right? As the Jewish leaders knew. So they also accused Jesus of treason against Rome. We find this accusation against Jesus recorded in Luke 23, verses 1 and 2. You can turn if you want to, but I'm just going to read on. Luke 23, this is where the accusation came from. Luke 23, 1 and 2 says, "And the whole multitude of them arose and led him unto Pilate." This is the Jews against Jesus. They led him unto Pilate. "And they began to accuse him, saying, 'We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king.'" A king? You've got to be joking. "There's no king coming here, my friends," says Pilate. Anyhow, in verse 33 of John 18, we see that Pilate asked Jesus a very important question pertaining to royal lineage. He asked, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" In response, though, verse 34 shows that Jesus first inquired whether or not Pilate really wanted to know, or whether other people had made this claim to him. Jesus asked Pilate, "Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me?" In verse 35, Pilate responded, "Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done?" This response from Pilate reveals that he wanted to discover if the accusation of sedition made by the Jews against Jesus was actually true. This is what he's trying to get out of Jesus. Are you going to... You reckon you're a king and you've got all these followers and you're going to overthrow the Roman government, are you? Okay. Many Christians, this is the part I want to make sort of focus on tonight. Many Christians misunderstand what Jesus meant when he responded to Pilate in verse 36. "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." They claim that the response Jesus gave to Pilate proves he does not intend to rule over a physical earthly kingdom in the future, and that he is now reigning from heaven. Amen? This is where it comes from, over some vague form of spiritual kingdom through them. They are amillennials. You know what amillennials means? Millennials mean we believe in the millennial reign. Amillennials means they don't. Hey, what does the word news mean? The word news means to think. The word amuse means not to think, just amuse yourself. Be amused and go along with everything. So an amillennialist is a person who does not believe that we are going to be raptured from the earth, we're going to be in heaven for 7 years while the great tribulation takes place here, and then we come back to earth with Jesus after that time, and he sets up his 1,000-year millennial kingdom, you see. They are amillennials, meaning they don't believe in the millennial reign of Christ upon the earth, following the great tribulation and the salvation of Israel. They belong to such groups as the manifest sons of God, latter reign, or the kingdom now promoters. The question to which Pilate was seeking an answer was simply whether or not Jesus was a seditionist and a traitor to the Roman government, and that he intended to overthrow the Roman rule. That was what he was interested in, all right? The Lord's answer to Pilate in verse 36 is a clear statement that he had no intention of leading a rebellion against Rome. He had no plan to set up any earthly kingdom that would be a threat to the Roman government. Jesus answered Pilate in verse 36, "My kingdom is not of this world." I'm going to set up a kingdom, all right, "but my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews." They'd be coming in here now with their swords drawn, you see. "But now is my kingdom not from hence." In truth, the establishing of Christ's earthly kingdom has been on hold ever since the religious leaders rejected his offer of it in Matthew 23:37-38. Here in these verses, you don't have to turn there, you can if you want to, but I'm going to keep going on. Here in Matthew 23:37-38, we read of the Jews' rejection of Christ's offer and also the Lord's response to them. "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stone them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wing, and you would not. Behold, your house is left to you desolate." Aha, from that moment on, that's it. The church age exists now. not as a replacement for the kingdom that Christ will establish, but as a period of time that that has been inserted within God's overall plan for Israel. All right? Christ will yet establish his physical millennial kingdom upon this earth, just as the Bible says he will in Revelation 20, verses 4 to 6. I'll read that out for you if you like. Revelation 20, verse 4 to 6. You want to open there? You can. How about that? Oh, you know where that is. Revelation 20, verses 4 to 6. Revelation 20, verses 4 to 6, the Bible tells us, and I saw thrones. This is John. Hey, he's up there in heaven looking at this. And I saw thrones and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. For a millennium. Amen. In the same way, we're going to close. In the same way that the mode of his death was fulfilled, all of the Bible's prophetic statements made by Jesus will also be fulfilled just as he has promised. We will be coming back, my friends, to this earth. Will we go fishing down the Esplanade? I don't know. I really don't. Alright? I don't know what's going to happen, but we're told we are going to come back with Jesus, right? And we're going to be ruling and reigning on this earth with him for 1,000 years. And after the 1,000 years, the new heaven and the new earth.
There'll be no sea, there'll be no fishing.
There'll be none there. That's right, Dan. I was talking about the millennium. Right? So we've probably got 1,000 years of eating barrel, mate. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe not. And prawns, all right? Anyhow, who knows what's going to happen? Who knows? We don't know. We can't even imagine what it's going to be like. But we're told we're coming back and we'll be here for 1,000 years, okay. All right? So these people that don't believe in the millennial, they... off the planet, you see. They need to read the Bible. That's all they need to do. Just read the Bible. Anyhow, I think we can safely say that according to the signs Jesus told us to look for regarding his return, Christ's 1,000-year kingdom that is of this world is not that far away. Amen? Are we ready? That's the question. Are we ready? I think we are. I think we are. But you only know yourself. All right? You need to make sure. Time is running out. And everyone that's into any sort of prophetic ministry, they're all saying the same thing. The nations are massing, the armies are massing themselves against Israel and America and any of the Christian nations. There's big persecution coming, you see. But when everything starts going bang, bang, we'll be gone. We'll be gone. Alright? But big things are happening right at this very moment. Russia and China. The kings of the East are going to come across. From where? Well, who's the kings of the East? From China. And they could border not far from Russia. They've just built a road across there, built a big bridge, so that they can travel backwards and forwards from China to Russia. And they're amassing themselves north of Israel. With who? With who? With the armies that are mentioned in Scripture. They're all coming together. Turkey, Gog and Magog and those fellows, you see. They're all amassing themselves. And these Iranians, what they're up to, it's unreal what's going on. They're getting bombs ready and nobody's doing anything about it. And the Scriptures tell us that the Jews, one third of them is going to get annihilated in one bang. What can do that? And here's Iran just building a thing. Obama had a treaty with them, you know. Oh, no, we're watching you. And then gave them $200 billion towards their plans, you know. That's all nonsense what's going on. But it's got to happen, eh? It's got to happen. We could all sing out and say, you've got to stop this, you've got to stop that. Well, if we stop it, Bible prophecy is not going to come to pass. What do I say? in the same way that the mode of his death was fulfilled, all of the Bible's prophetic statements made by Jesus will also be fulfilled just as he has promised they will. Alright? So, we need to make sure we're on the right side and we're ready. Amen? Amen? And as I say, I think we are here. We're not going to be caught unawares, are we? We're like, oh, what's happening?
We're waiting.
We know what's going to happen. Alright? So, let's pray and, Kathy's going to pray a hymn and we'll close the service. Thank you, Lord, for this short and brief study. And,